protesters to determine the best way forward for the country.
My call to demonstrators, I am ready to meet your representatives that carry your concerns, to listen to your specific demands. You will hear from us about your fears over financial collapse. We will discuss what we can do together to achieve your objectives without causing collapse and chaos.
Anti-corruption protests have clogged streets throughout the country for the past week. The protests appear that they will continue, as banks stated they will remain closed on Friday. A court in Bangladesh has sentenced 16 people to death in relation to the murder of a student. The student was murdered after she refused to withdraw her sexual harassment complaint against the head teacher of the seminary that she attended. The defense lawyer said that he will fight against the sentence in the higher courts. For more news and information, please visit our website at dw.com. I'm Kai Dombach.
If you've just joined us, this is DW Africa Link, coming to you live from our studios here in Bonn, Germany. I am Michael Luti.
And I am Eddie Micah Jr. As always, join the debate on today's stories via our Facebook page, DW Africa. Talking about the page, well, Owusu Bernard, you say you're watching live from Kokodi in Abidjan. Well, you're welcome to the show. CC Bell says, hi, DW. Well, we always say hi back. CC Bell is, again, talking about the Russia topic, which we're going to be delving in a bit. So, Michael, a lot of people tuned in.
Yes, and indeed, we start off in Zambia. And in that country, Russia, which is one of the world's largest producers of nuclear energy, is trying to help Zambia fix its energy challenges. There's an agreement for Russia to build a nuclear power plant, which is expected to be completed within the next 10 to 15 years in Zambia. The Southern African country wants to add to its energy mix to cushion the current chronic power shortages, which causes up to 13 hours of darkness and power cuts.
Now, plans to increase sources of energy were made in 2015 when the country had a severe drought and economic growth reduced by 40%. So, it seems that the nuclear power plant would be great for the country's future, right? But critics argue that nuclear energy will leave a huge debt for future generations. They claim the country does not have the capacity to deal with nuclear waste. For more on this, here's our very own Kathy Short.
Last year, the Zambian government and the Russian state nuclear corporation, Rosatom, signed a general contract for the construction of a center for nuclear science and technology at a cost of $30 billion. The nuclear power plant is expected to produce at least 2,000 megawatts of electricity for more than 50 years.